At one of the relocation sites for the victims of Cyclone Idai in Beira in central Mozambique, Dr. Yang Jin is treating a patient who's suffering from a serious leg ulcer. The patient refused to go to local hospitals for help, saying she was worried the doctors there would advise simply amputating her wounded leg. However, the size and pain from her leg ulcer has been relieved significantly thanks to the careful treatment by Dr. Yang Jin over the past several days.
I still remember when she first came to me, she could barely walk. She was dragging her leg with a big ulcer. Now, after 3 days' treatment, her conditions are getting better.
Yang Jing is one of the medical staffers who's assigned to the Chinese team, which has been sent out to Mozambique by China's Ministry of Emergency Management. The 65-member rescue team arrived at Beira on March the 25th. Since then, it has been providing search and rescue support, medical aid, and epidemic prevention assistance for the cyclone-hit country. Over the past week, Chinese medical staff have given medical assistance to over 3,000 patients. Local resident Abido, who suffered an injury to his shoulder when Cyclone Idai was ravaging the region, says the Chinese rescue team is playing a significant role in reducing local people's suffering.
I'm very happy that the Chinese rescue team is here to help us. The medical staff from the team have treated many patients, including me. You know, local hospitals are crowded with patients that are in urgent need of treatment, and they fail to take care of us. Yet the Chinese team is here, providing support. I like them very much.
It's been over 2 weeks since Idai rampaged across central Mozambique. Since then, hundreds of thousands of survivors have been packed into camps, schools, or other facilities, leading to serious concerns about disease outbreaks. The number of cholera and diarrhea cases is on the rise, with a cholera outbreak being feared as well. The Chinese team have been carrying out disinfection work every day at the relocation sites to curb the likely spread of disease.Albert Maniato is a public health technician in Mozambique.
I think that's very good because we need that. We have here at Beira many cases of diarrhea and cholera. And with this sanitation, I think it will be a great thing for decrease the cases. Okay, we don't have cases from here, but with this kind of help that you gave us, I think we'll minimize the effect of getting diarrhea from this local.
At least 139 cholera cases have already been confirmed in Mozambique. The World Health Organization says around 900,000 oral cholera vaccines are due to arrive later on this Monday. A major vaccination campaign will begin this week as well. For CRI, I'm Gao Junya reporting from Beira, Mozambique.